From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host, a man who's tearing apart his kitchen looking for that last can of SpaghettiOs, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. So this week we're taking a cross-country journey of the mind because we're tired of staying at home. Bill, are you still in your great room?
No, I've retired to the billiards parlor. I still got that sledgehammer break.
Glad to hear it. In November of last year, just 6 months ago, we went to Richmond, Virginia and played a bluff game with Tom Baudet, Maeve Higgins, and Luke Burbank. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
This is Marie calling from Reed School, North Carolina.
Hello, Marie. How are you?
I'm so well. How are you?
I don't know where Reedsville is. Where is it?
It's about 30 minutes west of Greensboro.
Greensboro, of course. What do you do there?
I work at a 4-H educational center.
Oh, wow. The 4-H. This is the group that teaches kids animal husbandry and stuff.
Yep. Environmental education and team building is what I primarily do.
Yeah, okay, because animal husbandry just sounds kind of creepy, so it's better. Well, welcome to our show, Marie. You, of course, are going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Marie's topic?
Hashtag free quilty.
This week, we saw the hashtag free quilty appear in the social media networks, and it really started a movement. Our panelists are each going to tell you what hashtag free quilty means. Of course, only one of them is telling the truth. Pick that person and you will win our prize, the voice of anyone you might choose on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. First, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
Mitch Love, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades hockey team, held what must have been the weirdest press conference of his career this week as he officially distanced himself and the organization from the team's troubled mascot, Quilty the Toilet Paper Roll, who remains in a Saskatchewan jail on charges of disorderly conduct. As you all probably know, the forests surrounding Saskatoon are where most of Canada's toilet paper comes from, hence the city's nickname, the town that gets stuck under your shoe. And so it seemed only fitting that the local junior hockey team would honor that tradition with Quilty, a 6'3" roll of toilet paper with huge googly eyes and a somewhat unsettling smile. Not surprisingly, Quilty has been a big hit on social media with fans posting his various antics. But things got weird last week during All the Molson You Can Drink Night when Quilty, or more accurately, Fred Northup Jr., the college kid who plays Quilty, decided to see how much he could drink, which it turns out is a lot. That led Quilty to commandeering the Zamboni, which is that thing they use to clean the ice, and leading security on a slow speed chase around the rink for over 2 hours. Security and fans tried to reason with Quilty that the ice was clean enough, but Northup just kept drunkenly yelling, "Let me do one more pass, you know, to make sure everything's clean down there." The incident has been viewed millions of times online, has even generated the hashtag FreeQuilty on Twitter. For their part, the hockey team is considering switching mascots to maybe like a wet wipe or maybe even a bidet. FreeQuilty being tweeted in support of a hockey team's toilet paper roll mascot from Saskatchewan. Your next story of FreeQuilty comes from Maeve Higgins.
Picture this. It's the middle of summer and you're fast asleep beside your handsome husband, who's exhausted from his job as a firefighter and a human rights lawyer, and also from his hobby as a swimmer, which gives him an enviable triangle-shaped torso with really fabulous shoulders and a neat little waist. Then you wake up and you're freezing cold. So you lie there shivering. You don't forget for a second how lucky you are to be so skinny and have such a good, tired, handsome husband and such wonderful and also very thin children. But sadly, you contract pneumonia and you die. That is the true story of Megan Fields of Astley Village, Lancashire in England. The hashtag FreeQuilty has been set up in her name and in the name of every scrawny woman who gets cold at night all year round. This is actually really sad. According to the president of this quilt awareness campaign, Vegan White, Little tiny women need quilts year round. That's why we invented the hashtag free quilty. In fact, I'm speaking to you through a quilt right now. Even though it's 90 degrees outside, because I'm just so little.
Every type of scientist, including astrologists, are predicting that more and more women will need quilts year round. Let's give the last word to Hunk Fields.
In memory of my beautiful, thin wife, Megan, as a fireman and a human rights lawyer, I want to say, free quilty. I believe every cold, thin woman should have access to quilts all year round. In fact, I just bought my new wife, Tegan, a brand new quilt.
So, really sad.
It is sad.
But I'm glad that he found
somebody.
Tegan.
Mm-hmm. His new wife. Yeah. Replacing
Megan. Like Megan with a T.
Yeah. So
it's also very slight, I would imagine.
She's absolutely tiny.
Yeah. Free Quilty, a campaign to provide poor, cold, skinny, slender women with quilts. Your last story about freeing Quilty, whatever that might mean, comes from Tom Baudette.
A cat named Quilty has been sentenced to solitary confinement for continually letting other cats out of their enclosures at his Houston shelter. Multiple warnings failed to curb the problem. Weird, considering how famously compliant cats are to verbal commands. Quilty, with the cold-eyed stare of a serial con, was caught by staff at Friends for Life Animal Rescue and Adoption Organization, jailbreaking other cats out of the senior room several times a day. The shelter's staff grew weary of the morning cat roundups caused by Quilty's escapades and were forced to isolate him. When word broke of this, a hashtag Free Quilty online campaign was launched to rescue the clever cat. Of course, Quilty had freed himself from solitary before he could be released, but is still hoping for a forever home, or at least the shelter staff is.
So the one thing that is absolutely true is that there was a hashtag Free Quilty that went viral this week. The question is, what did it mean? Was it from Luke Burbank, a campaign to free Quilty, the toilet paper roll mascot of a Saskatchewan hockey team? From Maeve, a movement to provide skinny women with quilts to protect their skinny selves on cold nights? Or from Tom Baudette, a campaign to free a cat that escaped more often than Steve McQueen in The Great Escape? Which is the real story of Free Quilty in the news?
I followed this story closely, and I'm proud to say I know that Free Quilty was in reference to the cat.
The cat is your choice. You
that
speak of seams from knowledge, so you've chosen Tom's story. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone involved with a real campaign.
Quilty, he would open the door, all the other cats would leave, and he would go back to bed.
That was Elise Shuttlesworth. She's the founder and executive director of the Friends for Life Shelter, talking about Quilty the cat, who cannot be kept locked up. Congratulations. You were right. Tom wins a point for telling the truth. You've won our prize, the voice of anyone you might choose, on your voicemail.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for playing.
I'm free to do what I want.